Welcome back in the Air Canada Center. As we get you set for the third quarter, we go down courtside to Paul Jones and Jack Armstrong. Jonesy, Jack, Josh wants to see defense in this second half. What do you gentlemen want to see?
Well, the defense was pretty good in the first half. I'd like to see more of it. I'd like to see it continue, but it's about playing together, I think, too, Jack, and kind of reestablishing that rhythm that has been lost, and the Raptors are trying to regain.
They got 16 assists on 20 field goals, though. The ball has moved pretty good. Give Indiana's defense credit, though, too. They picked up their level.
Indiana ball front court, moving left to right. Long three ball far corner by Oladipo. No good. Oladipo's been very quiet, and give OG Anunoby and the Raptors some credit on that. Anunoby, corner three, far side, no good. Rebound, Bogdanovich. Jack, let me ask you this. With OG guarding Oladipo, we made reference to it, a couple of Indiana guys. How much do you think the pickup games at Assembly Hall would be? Like, I know this guy a little bit.
I think it definitely helps. And Oladipo now makes a three-point shot.
Over Ibaka, not Anunoby.
Yeah. But no, absolutely. I think if you know a guy's game, you know a guy's game.
Yeah.
So there's some live familiarity with him. And then, obviously, you watch video of him. And I think it definitely helps you significantly. We have a little spill on the court side right near, opposite the Indiana bench. So that's why there's a little bit of a delay here, as the crowd slowly filters back to their seats, which is always an issue here in this building.
Hey, I just say this. Although they're not listening because they're probably inside a box right now underneath. When it's playoff time and the third quarter starts, get your butt in a seat and help put some energy into the building.
Well, you know what they got to do? They got to go around like basketball.
The Oscars?
No, like basketball camp when you were a kid and you have a sleepover camp, and the coach would go around the hallways with the air horn to wake everybody up at camp, or they'd bang on your door.
Yes.
So I want someone to walk around and with an air horn, like an annoying air horn, and just to get people back out here.
Well, remember...
Well, the Oscars, right? You could have...
placeholders, yeah. If you move your feet, lose your seat.
That's funny.
45-36, Raptors by 9. Shot clock winding down. The Raptors were way out top. Couldn't get a good possession. Turn it over. And Jack... There's something to be said for that. I mean, you know, the other night we were in Boston and Greg Monroe got on the floor and was hustling for the ball and the fans stood up, and that provides energy in the building.
No doubt. Good steal there by OG Anunoby, but not able to hold on to it. And now I think, let's see who's going to get possession.
Indiana ball. OG couldn't handle it on the breakout.
Yeah, he stole it and then lost the handle on it.
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah, que sera, sera, right?
Raptors by 9, 10:37 to go, third quarter. Oladipo brings it front court, gets a screen, gets into the free throw line, the jumper no good, rebound, Anunoby off to Lowry, runs it front court, turns the corner into the lane, blocked, coming across and getting the block was Oladipo coming from the weak side. Man, did he spring up quickly.
Well, he's got the quick hops, and that was tremendous recovery that time on the right baseline.
Raptors inbound. Far baseline right side. Lowry to Ibaka. Now to Valanciunas. Swing to DeRozan. Underneath to Ibaka. Couldn't handle it. Gets it back. Jump hook up and in.
Well, fumbling, but it went in that time. He lost the handle, but give him credit. Got the handle back, and DeRozan with a really nice pass.
DeRozan gets the assist, his second of the game. Raptors up 47-36. Turner on the bounce, far side, into the lane, floats it up, no good. Rebound knocked away. Lowry has it. Here comes Toronto to DeRozan. Down low to Anunoby for the jam. Oh, what great ball movement. How about the pass by DeRozan? Timeout, Indiana.
Great job that time. DeRozan's back-to-back nifty looks. Hooking up Ibaka and now Anunoby. And the Raptors, 17 assists, 22 field goals. Big break opportunity there. And the Raptors with 9:50 remaining here in the third quarter. They lead back to 13, 49-36.
From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back at the ACC, Paul Jones, Jack Armstrong, Steve Eliopoulos. If you're happen to be listening and you're not driving, you can check Twitter in a minute, and that'll tell you. Mr. Eliopoulos will tweet what we do during commercial breaks. It's the part of the show that you normally have to pay for, but we'll give you a look inside for free. 49-36. Raptors leading Indiana. And Jack, as you said, important for the Raptors to kind of get back on track here and get their mojo back, Raptors, after a tough start.
You know, Raptors held Boston under 80 points on Wednesday night, and now they've held Indiana to 36 points here, 27 minutes into the game, 25%. So the defense has been real solid the last six quarters.
In the lane, Indiana turns it over. Back come the Raptors. Raptors do the same. They give it right back to the Pacers. Thaddeus Young in the lane, the floater up and in.
Nope. Giveth and taketh.
Yep.
Or taketh and giveth. But we've had a few of those possessions from both of these teams tonight where neither team can decide who wants possession.
49-38.
Hot potato action.
Yeah, Raptors lead it by 11. Ibaka up fake, drive, left hand into the lane from the far side. Swing it to Ananobi, to DeRozan. And they got DeRozan on the walk, near side left wing.
I'd like to see that again on our television replay. Just to see his feet, Jonesy. You can get a look at it right here, Jonesy. Let's see if he shuffles his feet.
It looked good to me, Jack.
Yeah, he put the ball down and still had to pivot for it anchored.
That left foot did not move.
It was a kind of an awkward move, though, so it wasn't pretty to watch, and I think the official saw the upper body rather than the foot.
Collison, shot clock at 2, gets it to Thaddeus Young, far side, drives, lays it up and in. Thaddeus Young remains calm, lays it in, and Indiana cuts the lead to single digits, 49-40 Toronto. Raptors have never been able to shake the Pacers all night. DeRozan on the bounce, crosses over, Bogdanovich reaches in. Great crossover move from DeRozan, Jack, going right to left.
And Bogdanovich doesn't have tremendous foot speed, but he's a big, tall guy. What is he, 6'8", 6'9"?
Yeah.
So even though he has a hard time keeping up with DeRozan east-west, his size is still a problem to deal with.
Lowry to DeRozan, down the far side, lays it up and in.
Well, he did a great job, DeRozan, using the screen, going from left down to the right block, moving without the ball, catch and finish in the lane.
Oladipo far side, left wing, the floater up, no good, rebound Ibaka. Outlet to Lowry, 8 minutes third quarter, Raptors up 51-40. Comes Lowry to Valanciunas, far block, far side, squares up against Miles Turner. Turner knocks it away, shot clock at 10, Raptors got to go. DeRozan into the lane, up fake, kicks it out to Lowry, 3 on the clock. Lowry drives, throws it up, no good, hits a rim though. Valanciunas with the rebound, up and in.
Well, great effort by Valanciunas on the offensive glass, and he's got 7 points. And he's double digits in rebounds, and that was a big second chance opportunity for the Raptors. The Raptors have 11 second chance points tonight, a legal screen. Thaddeus Young on Kyle Lowry, and the Raptors will get possession back. 7:19 remaining third quarter. They lead by 13, 53-40.
Jack, you like to see those offensive fouls. It means that guys are engaged, they're anticipating, they're moving their feet, they're into the ball game. Raptors coming front court, right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. DeRozan raises up for a 3 straight away, no good. Back comes Indiana with the rebound. Collison, near side, drives into the lane, puts the ball across the midline of his body on the drive down the near side right wing. Lowry knocked it out of bounds, and Kyle trying to say that the ball actually hit Collison on the way out. But no such luck. They will keep the ball with the Pacers.
Lance Stevenson in the game now for Bogdanovich.
Indiana's bench outscoring Toronto 24-14. Collison near side, right wing. Cross court. Oladipo drives, puts it up, no good, but they got the foul. It's going to go on Ananobi, two shots for Victor Oladipo. So, Jack, Raptors had done a nice job on Oladipo in the first half. He's looking to break out and try to crank this thing up.
Well, he's got 5 points tonight, 2 of 8 shooting, so the defense overall has been really solid. Oladipo misses the first free throw. And we haven't had, this has been a quick game, Jonesy.
Yes.
The Pacers are about to take their 9th free throw, and the Raptors have only taken 2, so... Well, they want to get you out on the town on a Friday night dancing. Both free throws missed by Oladipo, and Oladipo on the season, an outstanding free throw shooter, close to 81%.
Lowry straight away for Toronto, 53-40, Raptors 6.5 to go, third quarter. The lob pass for Valanciunas led him too far. It's a turnover. Back comes Indiana. Oladipo drive, no good. Collison follows the rebound and puts it up and in, 53-42. Raptors leading it by 11. Lowry, near side, left wing above the arc to DeRozan on the same spot, far side. Drives down to the baseline, into the lane on the dribble, extending the arms a la James Harden, and he's fouled. They say it's on the dribble, and Dwayne Casey, you might have been able to hear that, oh my goodness.
Jonesy, the pace of the game has slowed down a bit, and I think this helps Indiana because
yes.
I think they're a real sound half-court defensive team, and Raptors are struggling a little bit with their execution against it. Got to, you know, and obviously they turned them over a lot early and not much late, and the Raptors are struggling taking care of the ball. They got 15 turnovers that have led to yet only 10 points for the Pacers.
DeRozan. Far side, right elbow on Stevenson, drive, fall away, jumper, Stevenson blocks it. DeRozan gets it back, shot clock at 1, got to force it up, no good. Shot clock violation.
That's the third shot clock violation for the Raptors tonight. So again, the Pacers,
yes,
good, sound, half-court defensive team. The Raptors now with 16 turnovers in the game.
So Indiana will bring it front court. Oladipo, far side, left wing. 5:45 to go, third quarter, 53-42 Toronto. Collison to Sabonis, back to Collison. Jumper in the air, no good, rebound Ibaka. Surge doing a nice job on the boards tonight, that's his 7. Inside, Valanciunas got Turner in jail on a rim run, great position. And how about Lowry, the presence of mind, Jack, to identify that and feed his big man.
And he made a slick move at half court. Lance Stevenson was sneaking behind him, and he slowed up and put the ball in the middle of his body so he couldn't poke it ahead. And experienced point guard, and Valanciunas will shoot too.
Well, somewhere I can hear my university coach saying, inside the plane of your body, Jones. Don't show it out there.
Now, you know, usually point guards are good because they can get the head count quick.
Yes.
And they look and say, I only see 4 yellow shirts, so there's someone lurking behind me. Get the ball inside your body.
Check the rearview mirror, eh, Jacko? Valanciunas makes 1 of 2, so it's 54-42 Toronto. Lance Stevenson brings it front court. Off to Oladipo, drives near side, right wing in the lane. Ananobi all over him, they turn it over. Toronto with a 3-on-1. Ibaka with an alley-oop jam from DeRozan. 5:10 to go, third quarter, Toronto up 56-42. On the drive, far side, Sabonis. Two-man game with Collison. On the drive, elbow jumper, Collison no good. Rebound, Valanciunas. JV takes down his 12th rebound of the game. On the drive, Ananobi at the other end has it knocked away. It'll stay Toronto ball.
Jakob Poeltl will check in. Valanciunas checks out. 8 points, 12 boards for Valanciunas. Corey Joseph checks in for Indiana. Darren Collison checks out. Collison, 2 points, 5 assists.
4:50 to go, third quarter. Lowry, inbound right baseline, far side. To Poeltl, now to DeRozan straight away. Back to Lowry, 3 up top, got it down the bottom of the well. Poeltl set a crushing screen on Corey Joseph.
That's what you call a screen assist right there. And Lowry did a great job right side using the screen, setting him up.
Oladipo drives right into the lane, kicks to Sabonis, jump stop, lefty hook, no good, under the challenge by Poeltl. Here comes Toronto. DeRozan, near side, Ibaka pulls for three and knocks it in the bottom of the well. 62-42, the Raptors go up by 20, timeout, Nate McMillan.
Well, Serge Ibaka in the zone right now. He's 4 of 6 from three. And you know what, when you're hot, the ball finds you,
yes,
and your teammates find you. And DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry have combined for 14 assists. They each have 7. And the Raptors with 22 assists on 27 field goals. So in spite of the fact that they've turned it over 16 times, consistently tonight they've really looked to make the extra pass, and they're playing well. 4:17 remaining third quarter. Raptors lead by 20, 62-42.
17-9 run for the Raptors. We'll be back. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back at the ACC, 4:17 to go, third quarter. Toronto by 20, 62-42. Paul Jones, Jack Armstrong, and TSN 1050's version of the Greek freak, Steve Eliopoulos. We are courtside. Sean Lavery up top looking after.
Steve, has anyone ever called you that? No, he's shaking his. He's blushing, actually.
Yeah, there you go. Take me to embarrass you, and I'm not even your parent. McPeak and Watson upstairs. You'll hear from them after the game. J.P. Ricciuto.
J.P. Ricciardi.
And the
J.P. Ricciardi's with the Mets now, I think.
Yep. The quarterback, Keith Bauer, running it all back at Raptor Central. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Corey Joseph drives at Ibaka, loses it. Here comes Poeltl. Raptors get the turnover. DeRozan down the lane. And he has the ball knocked out of bounds by Sabonis.
Are you okay, Jonesy? You just said DeRozan.
Because he was gonna take me for a rousing ride.
Okay.
Somewhere my grade 12 English teacher, Mrs. Shanky, is saying he didn't listen to alliteration with all those letters.
Hard take to the basket. And Sabonis and DeRozan contact, but no call. And the Raptors with 19 on the shot clock will inbound.
3:54 to go. Third quarter, Raptors with a 20-point lead at 62-52. Trying to complete the trifecta, as Jack called it. Best home record in franchise history, most wins in franchise history, and for the first time ever, clinching first place in the East with a win tonight. Lowry three in the bottom of the well.
Great execution on that inbound play that time. Lowry was the inbounder and then ran off the screens to get open. Really well done.
Raptors by 23 at 65-42. And they're trying to put their foot on the throat of the Pacers. So Sabonis will go to the line for two.
Tell you what, I just had the benefit of the TV replay, and Jakob Poeltl, another great screen assist, hooking up DeRozan on the pin down on an inbound play. You know, and you know, Poeltl's got 10 points and 4 boards tonight, but it's the other stuff he does, Jonesy, as well, that's really cool to witness. Just does whatever it takes to help his ball club win.
Sabonis makes a second free throw. So the Raptor lead cut to 21, 65-44. Toronto's defense staunch, to say the least, tonight. Ibaka jumper good. Man, Serge looks energized, Jack. He really drove those toes into the floor, yeah, to knock that one down.
Yeah, good description. That's a lot of times what it takes.
67-44, Toronto by 23. Back comes Indiana, left to right. Joseph in the lane to Sabonis. Back to Joseph, drives left side. Kick it back, Sabonis. Now to Booker. Long jumper far side. No good. Rebound knocked away. Lowry has it. Bumped by Stevenson. Ball out of bounds. It goes to Indiana.
Wow. Tony Brothers right in front of him. And Kyle Lowry got mugged by Lance Stevenson. I don't know how you can, how that can't be a foul. This is just, oh, okay.
Sure looked like one to me.
No, they kicked that one. And Tony Brothers, Raptor fans aren't really excited when they see him on Raptor games.
Stevenson up top. 2:50 third quarter. Powell hounding Lance Stevenson. Stevenson drives. Powell eats him up. And they call the foul on Powell on the drive to the basket. You know, Jack, and I say this with all due respect, Stevenson lowered that left shoulder to create the distance.
And that's what Kyle Lowry's telling Tony Brothers right now.
He pushed off. And if you're going to allow the guy to create that distance, you've got to allow some physicality with the recovery as well, don't you?
I totally agree with you.
So 67-44. Stevenson has the second free throw, knocks it down. And the Raptors will bring it front court with a 22-point lead, 1 of 2 for Stevenson. Powell, DeRozan, Lowry, Poeltl, and Ibaka. Powell, far side, kick out to Lowry. On the bounce, backs out, gets a screen from Poeltl, works right, kicks it cross court. Ibaka, another three, got it again. Straight through, cleanly for Ibaka in the bottom of the well. Serge has got 25. The Raptors up 70-45.
Great pass by Kyle Lowry as well. His ninth assist on the night.
Stevenson drives in the lane, scoops it up, no good. Rebound Ibaka. 25 points, 8 rebounds for Serge. Lowry up fake. Cross court to Powell. Far side right wing. On the dribble. Lowry underneath to Poeltl. Poeltl fakes the handoff and drives into the lane and is fouled by Corey Joseph.
Well, he had Joseph on his back, and it was a good decision for him to call for the ball. Non-shooting foul. Raptors will inbound on the left side.
We'll take this opportunity to tell you to tune in to Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrillo weekdays from 11 to 1, providing you the most comprehensive Leafs coverage anywhere. Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050. 1:50 to go, third quarter. Raptors by 25, and the meter is still running. Lowry up top against Corey Joseph. Drives left, near side. Spins back to the right. Fall away, jumper, no good. Rebound. It's a shot clock violation. Didn't catch rim. So it'll be Indiana basketball. One of the rare miscues by Toronto on the offensive end, Jack. They have been firing away with great, great productivity. Glenn Robinson the third. Down low to Sabonis. Cross court pass to Joseph. Now to Stevenson. Cross court. Sabonis catch and shoot three. No good. Rebound. Knocked away. It's off Indiana. It'll be Toronto basketball. Booker thought it was off Powell, but referee Tony Brown says, no, sir. It's off Indiana. Front court. Here come the Raptors. DeRozan on the drive. Fouled as he gets it to Ibaka in the corner. And how about 17 of the 25 assists, Jack, coming from
the backcourt?
Yeah, 9 from Lowry, 8 from DeRozan.
DeLon Wright, another point guard, 4 assists. Fred VanVleet, another point guard, 3 assists. So your perimeter guys just be facilitating, so many opportunities for each other. And DeRozan makes the first free throw. 106 remaining here in the third. The Raptors lead by 26, 71-45. And the defense, Jonesy, they hold Boston under 80. What was it, 77?
77.
And now they've held Indiana to 45 points almost the end of the third quarter and 25% field goal percentage. So the defense here in the last 7 quarters has been great.
Probably just what Dwayne Casey wants to see. On the bounce, Corey Joseph far side, kicks it near side, Glenn Robinson the third, into the lane to Booker, floats it up and in, kind of tossed it off his chest with the left-hand floater, 72-47. Still a 25-point lead. Raptors had the lead at 27 a minute ago. DeRozan, catch and shoot, three, no good. Rebound, Trevor Booker. Back come the Pacers. Corey Joseph on the dribble. Front court, standing bottom of the center circle, working left to right. Turns his back to Norman Powell. Now on the bounce. Corey Joseph works right, near side, back to the left, far wing. Jumper in the air, good. Snaking to the far elbow, left side, Corey Joseph knocks it down, 72-49, Toronto. 7 seconds, third quarter. DeRozan backs in on Corey Joseph. Turn around, fall away out the baseline, no good. And that's the way the quarter ends. Raptors with a 23-point lead going to the last lap of the track.
Well, outstanding defense by Toronto, holding them to 49 in three quarters and 27%. And a Raptor ball movement tonight. They got 25 assists tonight on 30 field goals. And when they get that 25 number, things are pretty good. Raptors lead by 23, 72-49 here, Jonesy, after three.
Raptors, Jack, 48-15 when they have 20 or more assists. Last lap of the track. You're listening to Raptors basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto.
Hiya, Tom.
Oh, hi, Spring.
What? You're not happy to see me?
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, you've hurt me before, so...
Oh, but we could go biking or fishing or...
Can we? Well, I mean, one moment you're sunny, and the next I'm standing in a foot of snow.
I know, I can be unpredictable.
Yeah.
But things will be different now.
Why?
Because now you have a Subaru.
Maybe I can love again.
Open up to Spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%.
Tom!
Subaru, confidence in motion.
I'm John Whaley, this TSN 1050 Sports Center update for Subaru. Open up to Spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%. Subaru, confidence in motion. Serge Ibaka has 25. It's the Raps lead Indiana by 23, after three. Marco Estrada on the bump as the Jays and Rangers are scoreless in the third in Arlington. The golf leaderboard brought to you by Subaru. Open up to Spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%. Subaru, confidence in motion. Patrick Reed takes a two-stroke bulge into tomorrow's third round of the Masters. Adam Hadwin is nine back. Tiger made the cut at four over. In the NHL, Buffalo shocking Tampa 5-4. Pens up 2-0 on Ottawa, both in the second intermission. Back to BMO Raptors basketball on TSN 1050, the playoff voice of the Raps.
Of Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrillo every weekday from 11 to 1 on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Back at the ACC, 72-49, Raptors lead, last lap of the track. Jocko, what do you got for me?
Jonesy, quick point about the defense tonight. They have held the Pacers under 20 points in all three quarters. So it's been a sustained effort. There's been really no drop-off whatsoever. And here we go, the start of the fourth quarter. Raptors lead by 23, 72-49.
Siakam, Poeltl, Miles out there with Wright and Van Vliet. The bench mob in full force for the Raptors. Wright up top to Miles, intercepted by Sabonis with a nifty move, although Van Vliet runs him down to take it back. Back comes Miles into the corner. And Tony Brothers...
Not sure what the call was.
They got the foul on Lance Stephenson. He saw something that we didn't. It's never a good thing when the referee blows the whistle and everybody stops and says, what? I call that the old Howard Johnson surprises. Remember, no surprises?
Yeah.
Howard Johnson refereeing. What? What? No surprises, baby. DeLon Wright, far side to Van Vliet. Corner three in the air. Rattles two rims. Doesn't go down. Back come Indiana. Corey Joseph, far side. On the bounce. Left wing, now to Booker. Pacers working left to right. Joseph, right hand, top of the lane. Jumper in the air, no good. Rebound to Poeltl.
Good box out that time on Trevor Booker by Poeltl.
Van Vliet into the lane. Kick to DeLon Wright. Catch and shoot, three, no good. Rebound Booker. Quick hit ahead. Stevenson, reverse layup, up and in. 72-51. Raptors still by 21. Right. Far side to Siakam. And they got the foul called.
Tell you, you have some of the most aggressive players on this Indiana team. When you combine Lance Stephenson and Trevor Booker, I mean, those guys are like bulls in China shops.
Mind the merchandise.
They're flying all over the place. And sometimes they're running into their own guys.
Joe Young, the Oregon Duck, into the ball game. And now they've got an offensive foul on C.J. Miles, trying to shake free from Lance Stevenson.
Well, he's been holding, grabbing, pushing C.J. Miles, and then Miles reacted, and of course Tony Brothers saw it and called it.
They never get the first one, do they, Chuck?
It's good to be the instigator, I guess.
Sometimes. Joseph Stevenson, Booker out there with Young and Sabonis. Stevenson to Sabonis. Corner three, no good. Rebound, Miles. Off to Van Vliet, up the right side, far wing. 10:20 to go in the game. Van Vliet's layup blocked out of bounds. Raptors lead it 72-51. Van Vliet to inbound, near baseline left side. DeLon Wright up top to Poeltl. On the inbound, Corey Joseph denying Van Vliet. The pass knocked away. Indiana gets a steal. Joseph to Joe Young. Three ball far side. No good. Missed everything badly. Back comes Toronto. Under 10 minutes to go in the game. Siakam drives into the lane, lays it up and in, and he's fouled. Send Pascal to the line for one more.
Quick move that time in traffic on the left side. And he turns into the right from the left, and good post feed. They double him, and he just goes right by them. Great move by Pascal Siakam. And the Raptors, with a 23-point lead, chance to make it 24, 74-51 with 9:55 remaining. He misses the free throw.
So here comes Lance Stevenson. As Jack told you, Raptors up 74-51. Stevenson, far side left wing. DeLon Wright in his kitchen. On the bounce now. Stevenson works near side right wing to Joseph. Shot clock at 7. Van Vliet all over Joseph. They get it to Sabonis. To a cutting Booker. Puts it up, no good, but the foul called on Miles. Raptors rotated well. All CJ needed to do was contest that shot, Jack, not make contact, although I don't know how much contact he really made.
He was trying to keep his hands up that time, but they'll shoot two here. And again, I mentioned this, the defense has just been stout the entire evening. You think some of the, Indiana's woes have been a little fatigue-related, Jonesy?
I think so, Jack. I mean,
or hangover related after a big win at home against Golden State, sellout crowd.
A little bit of both, Jack. Late night travel.
But you know what? I mean, the defense is, they've held the Raptors to 74 points, less than 44%. They've turned Toronto over 21 times. So in spite of all that, I mean, they've brought it really well on the defensive end. But Toronto, on the times where they didn't turn it over, they've gotten great shots because the ball movement has been good tonight.
Van Vliet, far side, right wing. 74-53 Toronto. Miles into the lane. Stops on the elbow, far side to DeLon Wright. Shot clock at 5. Down to Siakam against Robinson the third, and they got Siakam on a walk.
Well, 20-second turnover for Toronto, so the pace is plus 10 in that category, takeaway, giveaway. They only have 12 turnovers, but the Pacers haven't capitalized on Toronto's turnovers. They only have 11 points off of 22 turnovers.
And you know what, Jack? They're normally pretty good at
that.
Yeah,
they run the ball down your throat.
Robinson the third, three ball, rattles it down, 74-56, Toronto by 18.
And he started the season with an injury, and that really set him back. He came on strong at the end of last season for them. Now he's kind of playing uphill.
Van Vliet drives into the lane. The lefty scoop shot up and in. Never put the right hand on the ball. Held it out with his left hand all the way and laid it in. Robinson the third up top. On the bounce near side. Jumper in the air. No good for 3. Rebound knocked away. Joe Young has it. Far side. Young drives into the lane. Kicks into the corner. Robinson the third. 3 ball. Got it near side. Right wing in front of the Raptors bench. 76-59.
Well, Robinson's come up big off the bench, 10 points for him. A Booker has 11, and this Indiana bench, 41-18 advantage.
Yeah, they're doing it to the Raptor bench that normally outscores people. Indiana's bench, Jack, for the year is 23rd in scoring at only 32 points a game, but they're exceeding that tonight.
And we of a substitution coming in for Indiana, and I got to be honest with you, I'm shocked that he hasn't played to this point.
Yeah.
Lucas Nogueira is checking in for Toronto, but Al Jefferson, who got a double-double in Indiana the last time they played, the Raptors had no answer for him whatsoever. He's finally playing. Are you a little surprised by that, Jonesy?
I am. Like you said, the 20-12 against Toronto, and in this type of game where
it's ugly and you need point paint, points in the paint. Got tongue-tied there. And he was a really difficult force for the Raptors to have to deal with in that game, but first action right now.
Joseph on the bounce, far side, the block on Nogueira. So Corey Joseph, we've seen that before, Jack. He puts his head down and goes 0-100 in two dribbles. All right, Jack. Cleveland's still down by 7 to Philadelphia. I often see ghosts where there are no ghosts. Conspiracy Theory Jones, they call me. Would you not want to play against a wounded Boston team as opposed to a healthy Toronto team? Or is Philly just taking it to them and literally just beating them, and there's no hijinks involved here?
Well, in defense of Cleveland, they had a difficult game last night, and it's a back-to-back on the road tonight. So,
yeah.
And we saw this what happened in Indiana tonight. Philly threw the first shot. Toronto threw the first shot today.
Yeah.
And, so now they're getting there. What part of the game is it right now?
They're in the second half. Okay. So
see what happens. Well, the Cavs came back last night against the Wizards and won. So
how many times can you go to the well, Jacko? Indiana turns it over on a rare 5-second count. So Toronto brings it front court. Wright, Nogueira, Van Vliet, Siakam, and Miles. Siakam, top of the lane, dribble handoff, Miles, catch and shoot, 3, no good. Rebound, Booker. 78-59, 19-point Raptor lead, still comfortable, but Indiana still punching. Joe Young out of Oregon, far side, left wing, right hand to the middle. Now comes out the right side near wing to Booker, to Al Jefferson, turn, reverse pivot, the jumper, no good. Rebound taken down by Van Vliet. Up the middle of the court, Van Vliet on the lob to Siakam, can't handle it. Here comes Indiana. Joe Young, far side. Down low to Booker. Turns. Backs in on C.J. Miles. Back to his left hand. C.J. strips him and gets the ball. Here comes Toronto, front court. Miles loses the handle for a minute. Gets it back to Wright. Now to Van Vliet. Drive, lay it down to Siakam. Back to Van Vliet. Corner three in the air. No good. And we've got a timeout on the rebound by Nate McMillan.
Thankfully, both of these teams just in a little bit of a drought right now and looking tired. And Nate McMillan says, I need my team to just catch their breath here. 6:22 remaining, fourth quarter. And the Raptors, 19-point lead, 78-59.
From the ACC in Toronto, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Toronto, 78-59, Raptors leading the Pacers. Jack, the Raptors looking to salt it away as we hit the top of the stretch with 6:22 to go in the ball game.
Yeah, well, Raptors' opportunity to put this baby away, get win number 57, the number one seed, and most wins at home. And that would be a really tremendous accomplishment for the Raptors. And it would give them the best record in franchise history as well. And they just continue to get better and better. And a fun night here tonight. Not a real picturesque game by either team, but the Raptor defense has been excellent.
So TJ Leaf into the ball game out of UCLA. Nate McMillan getting some burn for some little used players. It's Leaf, Young, Jefferson out there with Robinson III and Stevenson. In the lane, they get the ball to Robinson III, who is fouled. Goes on Miles. So Indiana will inbound far side left wing. 6:08 to go. We've hit the top of the stretch. TJ Leaf to Joe Young. The Oregon Duck drives left side, far wing, reverse layup, no good under duress from Nogueira. Ball batted away, out of bounds, and it'll be Toronto basketball.
Well, the Raptors, pretty good shape here, Jonesy. Up 19.
How much did you put on the trifecta tonight, Jack?
Well, one win gets you a lot, doesn't it?
That's right. Right in the lane, Euro stepping nicely to the hoop, gets it down. DeLon Wright on the board. He's got 4 points. The Raptors lead 80-59. Stevenson in the lane to Jefferson, put it up, no good, but fouled from behind by Van Vliet. And that will send Al Jefferson, big Al Jefferson, who was drafted as a high schooler by the Celtics out of Prentice High School in Mississippi.
He's had a good pro career.
I was going to say, Jack, I mean, he has been in the league for 14 years, a high school kid, and he's become one of those wily sage veterans right now.
I thought he was a real good pickup for them. You know,
yeah.
Just an insurance policy off the bench, and you play teams that play a little slower. He can come in the game, and he's still a very good post player.
Oh.
Old school game, that's for sure.
Yeah. Get him on your team Saturday morning at the Y, you're winning. Siakam into the lane, kick to Van Vliet. DeLon Wright, far corner to Siakam, and they say he dribbled it out of bounds, so turn it over and give it to the Pacers. 5:18 to go. Fourth quarter, Indiana.
Powell checks in now for Van Vliet, and once again, Dwayne Casey using 12 players tonight.
And Jack, people say, well, you got to shorten the bench in the playoffs.
No, I don't agree.
I don't agree with that, not this year.
This team's strength is their depth. And any given night, you don't know who the hero is going to be for
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
You got to roll them out and see who's got the hot hand and what's a good matchup for you is that night.
And Jack, when you get into a stretch, as Indiana misses the shot and turns it over, you get into a stretch in the playoffs where you're going through a 2-3-4 minute drought, you can go to your bench because those guys have been in all year and they're confident in what they can do.
And I think there'll be some growing pains in the playoffs, maybe in the first game or two. But the good thing is those games will be at home. You know, just kind of getting acclimated to the intensity of the playoffs. But the fact that these guys have all been thrown out there for multiple opportunities this year, you hope it won't be a large learning experience. It'll be a relatively quick one. But I'm sure some of that will be expected.
Free throw down for DeLon Wright. 4:49 to go. Raptors up 81-61. They've maintained this 20-point lead. Leaf on the bounce. Far side to Young. Down low. Get it to Jefferson on Nogueira. Up fake. Nogueira doesn't bite. Second shot up and in. He went airborne and knocked it down. Here comes Toronto with an 81-63 lead. Powell up top. Drive, crosses over. Now gets it to DeLon Wright, far side. On the bounce, right wing to Miles, straight away. Drives on Stevenson. Kicks into the corner. Siakam, three, no good. Rebound, Powell down low. Out dueling Lance Stevenson. To Miles for three, no good. Stevenson grabs this rebound. Here comes Indiana, trailing by 18, trying to make some noise. Leaf down low to Jefferson. Far block, left side, one-on-one with Nogueira. Jefferson backs in on Nogueira. Jump hook in the lane. That is money in the bank.
He's played 4 minutes. He's got 6 points and two boards already. And again, I still don't know why he didn't play earlier.
Well, Indiana has it down to 16, 3.5 to go. Powell to Miles, and he's fouled by Stevenson. Lance Stevenson is really up on C.J. Miles.
Well, that's an understatement. Very aggressive. And for the Raptors, it's a 15 foul, so C.J. Miles will have an opportunity to shoot free throws. And I think this is a good thing for C.J. because he needs the ball to go in somewhere.
Yes.
just to kind of get off to Schneid a little bit. He makes the free throw beautifully there. And obviously, if you're Dwayne Casey, you'd love to just ride the remainder of the game out with your substitutes and give your starting unit a break. But it's all about getting stops and being effective on the offensive end. The Raptors lead by 18, 83-65. Miles makes both free throws.
Well, as you said, Jack, the shooter psychology, he sees one go down. Maybe this will help him out. Jefferson, top of the lane. Finds Leaf, far side, left wing, right hand to the middle, and jams it down. Nice move, strong take by TJ Leaf. 83-67. Raptors by 16. Miles in the lane, lays it up, no good. Tipped up, no good by Siakam. And back comes Indiana. 2:40 to go, 16-point lead. Leaf on the drive. Kick to Jefferson. Three up top. No good. Rebound to Powell. On the bounce. Siakam underneath to right. DeLon, three ball near side. Good. Down the bottom of the well. Raptors make it 86-67. 2:14 to go. Fourth quarter. Down the stretch we come, the Raptors with a 19-point lead. On the bounce, Joe Young into the lane, cut off by Powell to Robinson. Blocked by Nogueira. They're going to call a goaltend. Man, that thing looked like a Mr. Clean special, Jacko.
It sure did. I thought that ball was on the way up. Wow.
Barely left his hand. I know sometimes the officials tell us they look at time out of hand, too, to judge the apex and the zenith of the ball. But
I thought he got it clean, but nonetheless, Raptors lead by 17, 86-69, 1:58 remaining here, Jonesy in the fourth.
Down the stretch we come. You're listening to Raptors basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Oh. 1:58 to go in the game, 86-69, and Jack, it's a final in the city of brotherly love. Philadelphia 132, Cleveland 130, the Sixers now third, and Cleveland fourth. In the words of Artie Johnson from Rowan and Martin's Laughing, very interesting.
Yeah, we have the updated standings right now, and Philadelphia, I'm not sure what the tiebreaker scenario is between those teams. And Indiana is going to fall further into fifth place. So a lot of move. Now the Washington Wizards have moved to eighth place in the East. So right now the Raptors are staring at playing them. So go figure. It's a crazy, wacky world in a playoffs. And here in the East, and so it is in the West.
Yeah. How about Minnesota dropping like a stone? Minute 40 to go here. Raptors up 86-69. And Lance Stephenson fouling.
Mugging C.J. Miles.
Well, he's a Brooklyn guy. He's probably seen a few muggings. Maybe in his hood.
Tell you what, Lance Stephenson, he is a fiery competitor, man. He's all over the place. And Miles makes the free throw. But the Raptors gave up, 77 points, Jonesy, to Boston the other night. They've held Indiana to 69 points on 30% field goal percentage defense. So the defense has been good.
88-69. Jack, I'm going to pull up some historic numbers. The sheet that I keep with me for reference, just in case. This will be the second straight game as Nogueira blocks the Jefferson shot that the Raptors hold an opponent sub 90 points. Since the first year they made the playoffs in 2013-14, when they hold teams under 90, the Raptors are now 75-4. Wow. Leaf fouled in the lane. He'll get two free throws.
And with all due respect to that stat, I would say most teams would have that. You know, if you play defense that good, most teams are going to have that kind of record. Says a lot if you can do it.
This year alone, The Raptors will be 17-1 when holding opponents under 40%.
You know what the positive here, Jonesy, is the crowd. A lot of them have left already, so the traffic home won't be as bad.
True.
You know, it's been one of those games where the Raptors have pretty much been in control the whole way. And Indiana has never led in this game. Raptors' biggest lead was 27. It's 18 right now at 88-70.
A workmanlike victory. C.J. Miles into the lane, lays it up, back rim down. And C.J. says, let me take a throw at the line to add to the total.
Well, Nate first made field goal and another opportunity to shoot a free throw. So sometimes you just need a night like this to get you off the schneid a little bit.
There
get you
go,
comfortable.
C.J. misses the free throw, though.
C.J. Miles now on the evening, 4-5 from the line.
Young, near side, right wing. Into the lane, kick to Robinson, the third. Three in the air, no good. Rebound tipped up by Leaf, no good. Rebound, DeLon Wright. 35 seconds to go in the game. Raptors will take one last shot and then retreat. Siakam drives, jams it down with the left hand. Oh, the cherry on top of the sundae as Pascal finishes it off.
Siakam, 6 points, 3 boards, 3 assists in 21 minutes. And the positive here, Dwayne Casey has not had to go to his starting unit in the fourth quarter.
Long three ball good by Joe Young. 92-73, the Raptors will bring it over center and dribble out the clock. Norman Powell will hold the ball as the Raptors complete the trifecta. Most wins in franchise history, 57. Most home wins in a season, 33. And for the first time ever, the Toronto Raptors will win the Eastern Conference and finish number one overall in the East in the regular season. The final, Toronto 92, Indiana 73.
Quite an accomplishment for the Toronto Raptors, trying to integrate so many young players at the start of this season. Who'd have thunk it, Jonesy, that on April 6th, you'd have a team with 57 wins and the number one seed in the conference. So congratulations to Dwayne Casey and his coaching staff. Job well done, and obviously these 15 players that play.
So we'll wait to be joined by a member of the Raptors, and it will be the man who had a terrific ball game. We're right behind you here, Serge. Terrific ball game tonight, man. You looked energized. 25 points, 8 rebounds, and I could see the spring in your legs, man.
Thank you. I'm getting ready, man. It's almost there. We're almost there.
It's a good way to put it.
You know, we talk about your offense. Back-to-back defensive games, though, against the Celtics and the Pacers, both very good teams. Just talk about your team defense right now.
We know what time it is right now, and we try to focus on us and try to get better to get ready for the playoff. So one thing we know is the defense is the key. You know, that's why we try now to, you know, to pick up everything and to be ready for the playoff.
Serge, you've had some long playoff runs yourself. I mean, a trip to the finals. Are you talking to some of the young guys, particularly on the bench?
Yes,
were here at the end of last year, but it's different. You're here a whole year now.
Yes, it's different, and we have a different team this year. You know, we believe in us, you know, and we have just to keep doing what we can do.
Keep stroking it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Serge Ibaka, 25 points, 8 rebounds tonight. The Raptors win it, 92-73. It's all gravy from here, Jack. We just talked about it before we went on air. I don't know if we said it on mic or not. We'll, at the risk of sounding like the two old men and up in the balcony at the Muppet Show, we'll repeat ourselves. 8 years ago, when Dwayne Casey took over, this team was 22 wins and 60 losses. If they win out Sunday against Orlando, Monday in Detroit, and next Wednesday in Miami, they will finish with 60 wins and 22 losses, and for the first time in club history, hit that benchmark of 60 wins.
Well,
wow.
And obviously I think the number they really wanted to get was that number one, and they've achieved that tonight. And so obviously these final three games, it'll be interesting to see how they go about it in terms of preparing for the playoffs next weekend. who plays, if someone sits or two, maintenance days, all that kind of stuff. But the most important thing, the Raptors have one more home game left here on Sunday night. You know, Fan Appreciation Day, Fanapalooza, whatever they call it, and that should be a fun night tonight. But the Raptors, again, back-to-back games where their defense has just been really sound.
They have, Jack, and as Serge said to us, we're getting ready. He's getting ready. The playoffs, a week tonight, will be on the eve of the opener.
Wow.
Raptors will be the number one seed when it's all said and done. For Steve Eliopoulos here on the floor and Jack Armstrong, remember to stay tuned for McPeak, Watson, and Lewenberg, who will take you through postgame. The Raptors defeat the Pacers 92-73 and complete the trifecta. From the ACC, this has been Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050. Good night from the Air Canada Center.